A suspicious white powder received in Juneau School District mail will be tested by the state crime lab. Juneau Fire Marshal Dan Jager says the envelope addressed to the school district arrived in yesterday's mail and was opened by a district employee. Capital City Fire and Rescue was called, and the building at the corner of 12th and Glacier was evacuated. Central office personnel will return to work this morning, but the room where the envelope was opened will stay quarantined until the white powder is identified. The hazardous materials team collected the powder for evidence, and it was sent immediately to the Alaska Scientific Crime Detection Laboratory in Anchorage. School district spokeswoman Kristen Bartlett says district officials received notice from the FBI Tuesday about letters containing a powder addressed to school districts.
There had been two other letters that had been received by school districts in Alaska.
Fire Marshal Dan Jager says the Juneau Hazmat team is leaving for Thorne Bay this morning, where a white powder has been received in the mail there.
There is one other one in Thorne Bay, and our hazmat team is going to be going to that one to help assist with that incident.
This week, the Kenai Peninsula, Copper River, and Southeast Island districts also received similar pieces of mail, as well as the Chugach and Tanana district. FBI Special Agent Eric Gonzalez says the FBI was called in when the first four were targeted.
And we responded with state and local law enforcement, as well as hazmat teams and the Postal Service to these different incidents, and have collected the letters and have provided them to the labs, public health services.
Gonzalez says results from two tests found the substance was not hazardous. Tests are still underway on the others. He says that school officials should leave any suspicious envelopes sealed and call the Department of Education, the FBI, or local law enforcement immediately. Thane Road was closed for avalanche control on Mount Roberts yesterday. The State Department of Transportation's howitzer fired shells at the cloud-shrouded mountain from across the channel near the old Treadwell mine. CBJ's avalanche specialist Tom Matisse says there were some slides coming down from the mountain after the shooting.
They did have a couple of small avalanches come down to the top of the berm early in the shoot. Now they're shooting cross bay and everything's up in the fog. None to the road itself. We had two or three that stopped 100 yards above the road.
Matisse estimates the danger as considerable, with an increasing danger for the next 24 hours and a very likely avalanche probability.
Just wanted to make sure there were no lower weak layers in the snowpack before we get all this new load coming in the next day or so.
Warming temperatures, sustained winds, and rainfall have helped load up on an upside-down snowpack. Heavier, dense snow, stressing the lower loose light snow layers. And tonight could be a good night for Alaskans to look skyward if the clouds clear. The University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute is forecasting extreme northern lights activity because of two exceptionally large solar flares that occurred on Tuesday. Scientists say the two solar flares are traveling toward Earth at tremendous speed. Aurora activity should peak sometime tonight to tomorrow morning, and it should be visible over most of Alaska depending on weather and that cloud cover. Forecast calls for rain today and tonight.